The War That Came Early, Book 2, West and East, by Harry Turtledove. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 2010 by Harry Turtledove. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Harry Turtledove and Scoville Galen Ghosh Literary Agency, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. Theo Hasbach lay on a cot in a military hospital in Cambrai. All of him was fine except for the last two joints on the ring finger of his left hand. He wouldn't see those again until and unless the resurrection of the flesh preachers like to talk about turned out to be the straight goods. Theo doubted it. Theo doubted almost everything people in authority said. But you could never tell. One thing Theo didn't doubt was that he was lucky to be there, or anywhere. Along with the commander and driver, he'd bailed out of a burning Panzer II. They'd all run for some bushes a couple of hundred meters away. He'd made it. Ludwig and Fritz hadn't. It was about that simple. The bullet that amputated those last two joints came later. He didn't know whether it was aimed at him in particular, or just one of the random bullets always flying around a battlefield. The one by Bouvet seemed to have had more of them than most. Theo might have been prejudiced. He'd never had to bail out of a Panzer before. Or he might not have been. The French and English had stopped the Wehrmacht's drive at Bouvet, and it hadn't got started again. This made two wars in a row where the Schlieffen plan didn't quite work. Hitler's generals came closer to...